Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Peggy Ireland. Peggy's a past president of APCUG. Peggy, what's your role with the group now?
I'm the chair of the Alliances Committee, which is a committee that works with our relationships with organizations like National Christina Foundation, vendors that in the vendor community to help us relate better to them, our member groups, and be more aware of new products, new trends in the industry, get the information out to the members.
When and why did you first get involved with user groups?
I first got involved with user groups at a trade show. Capital PC User Group had a booth at FOSSE, which is probably the big trade show for computers in the DC area. And I looked at their magazine, and there were a lot of things there. I was at the time going to college, actually. Had gone back to college and was getting a degree in computer management and wanted to get some of the training opportunities they had, wanted to take care of, advantage of their helpline, and just the opportunity to learn from these gurus with computers that knew so much more than I did.
So Capital PC has always been one of the hallmark user groups with a lot of great members. I know the APCUG founder, Jerry Schneider, was involved there. But who are some of the other people that our APCUG friends may recognize from Capital PC?
Well, Lillian Milner is one of the more recent past presidents. They may remember her. She's been to a lot of the APCUG conferences. And Rich Chanel is still actually involved with APCUG, does a lot of volunteer work for us. And actually, it's interesting with Rich Chanel. He was the president of Capital PC User Group back in when I first started with them. And I can remember being so afraid to speak to Rich. And he still influences so many people in the DC area and has such a reach as far as computer products. And now that he's a good friend and after being a part of the user group and getting to know him really well, it's hard to imagine, but I was absolutely terrified. I had a question to ask for one of my friends about a bulletin board. And I finally got up the nerve after about four meetings to go up and ask Rich this question. And I was shaking, and I don't even remember what he answered. I was just so intimidated by this man.
I think a lot of us who know Rich have either been intimidated when we first met him or at least respectful because he gives off that presence. Now, what was your first involvement with APCUG? Do you remember your first conference or when that was?
The first conference was a spring conference in, I always say Marietta, but Rich and Lily and I were talking about this conference just last night, and there was a trade show in Atlanta, but I do think the hotel we stayed in was Marietta, and it was closer to home for me, so it was easier to get to that than to actually go to Comdex, but then I was hooked. They were advertising at the time that, you know, you could get a discounted early bird rate if you went to the conference in Comdex. And I'd seen other people come back to my group, some of the leaders, Rich, Greg, some of the other leaders in the group, come back from these conferences and had so much information about new trends in technology. They had so much enthusiasm for leading the group and doing things with them that I just wanted to check it out, and it far surpassed my expectations.
So in all the conferences and events that you've gone to for APCUG, do any events or people or events really stand out as interesting or fun or special?
The one I remember was Dan Hansen turning into a showgirl in Vegas. That was kind of intriguing. I'm wondering if anyone has pictures.
Okay, that's a good memory. Maybe we'll get that up on the website here. So you were president of APCUG then for 3 years. What were your accomplishments or your desires in those 3 years?
A lot of the things that you work on, I think, when you're leading an international association like this, they're not just your individual ideals and goals. They're shared goals with the rest of the board, with the rest of the leadership. And a lot of those things are things that I still see evolving. I see a great improvement now as to when I was first starting and how we're communicating with the member groups. And a lot of that is through the work of the Board of Advisors, but what the Board of Directors does puts that structure there that they can work from as far as the day-to-day operation.
One of the big benefits of the conferences are the vendor presentations, and we've had a lot of great ones over the years. Do any stand out as especially memorable to you?
Actually, some of the ones from Microsoft particularly stand out for me because to sit at a dinner table with Steve Ballmer and see that side of him that's, you know, off of the stage a little bit, or to be in a room with Bill Gates talking about his vision for the computer and the world is pretty amazing. And there's also some fun parts of it too, because I can remember one year when Bill Gates did speak with us, they were passing out these kind of triangular cone head hats or whatever that were really, really silly looking at Comdex. And one of the ladies got up in line to ask Bill Gates the question with this cone head hat on, and it's, none of us could keep seriously. We were all worried that we were going to burst out laughing while he was trying to give a serious answer. And I think fortunately, right about the time she was getting up to the microphone, they cut off the questioning, which was probably in the best interest for everybody.
Okay, one last question. What do you see the future of user groups in particular and user groups in general and APCUG in particular?
I think the future of user groups is evolving. Times have changed, but I still see in the community that I live in a strong need for, there's a lot of community service activities that I think user groups have gotten much, much stronger in doing. There's a lot of need for bridging the digital divide. There's a lot of people that just don't have the opportunities in the job world or wherever because of their economic situation. And the community service work, I think, is a huge part of the future of user groups. But I also think that we're going through a growth period where we're shifting from the ways we meet, the ways we share things. I think we're seeing more online interaction, but that doesn't mean the group isn't, if you don't get a paper newsletter, it doesn't mean your group is dead. It just means that your group has moved on with the times and the technology, and they're reading the news about their group and computers on the web, but they're still reading that news. So I think sometimes we look, and because things aren't in the same pattern that we've seen them be in, we think that maybe they're winding down or whatever. But what I see with user groups that I think some are overlooking now is I see a shift. I see a difference in the way we exchange ideas. I see a difference in the way we reach out to our community and in the ways we help each other. But those are just the differences of the that are brought about by the way society and the computer industry has changed, but we still are users helping users.
We've been speaking with Peggy Ireland from APCUG. Thanks, Peggy.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon, www.magnuminc.com.